Tiger ball to start the fourth. Warsaw 28, Penn 26. This season when Warsaw has led after three quarters, they are 14-1 and undefeated at home or on the road. Bricker to the baseline to Jaeger. Jaeger backs down in on McCullough, spins to the baseline side, trying to gather, shoots it too high, no good. Tip to the baseline, grabbed by Penn. Again, they're being very aggressive with Jaeger, and that is not when he functions best. Penn with a chance to tie or take the lead. Out to Hawthorne. Left side to Miller. Miller with some space, didn't even think about shooting. Hawthorne between the circles. Right side to Bonner. Every possession now is gold. Off a screen, Hawthorne out to McCullough. Left side for Bonner. Bonner only with 5 points the whole game. Miller right corner, up the sideline to Hawthorne. Gould loosely guarding him. Off a screen, Hawthorne picks up his dribble against Trey Davis. Lobs a pass to midcourt for Bonner. Bonner to the left wing. We played a minute already in the fourth quarter. Still 28-26. Back to her, Miller up the baseline. Slipped it inside. Maverick Brown had his shot blocked, but it comes right to McCullough. Out to Bonner for three. Way wide, no good. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. They got two more looks at it. They came away with nothing. 6:40 to go in the game. Warsaw leads by two. Trey Davis between the circles with the dribble. Had the ball knocked away. He picks it back up. Davis hands back to Gould. Gould guarded by Hawthorne. The count is on. He'll dribble off a screen from Jaeger. Now he'll look inside. Throws it out to Finlinson and set. Now to Bricker on the far side. Bricker off a screen. Down to the left wing. To the baseline. Back to Gould in the corner. Gould back to Bricker on the baseline, 12 feet out. Backs into Hawthorne, backs a little farther, forced it up, no good. Bricker got his own rebound, got tied up, picked it up, it scores! Luke would not be denied. 30-26, quickly Bonner the other way for Penn. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. Bonner near the center circle, Hawthorne to the right against Gould, off a high screen out to McCullough. Out of Bonner, way out on the left. Now he'll pick up his dribble, right side. They slip it inside, and they kick it across to Bonner. Bonner didn't want to try the three. Dribble off to one foot, and it's taken away. Gould the steal. He'll hit the brakes. Bricker in transition from 25. Bingo! Timeout, Kingsman! Just like last night in the fourth quarter, Bricker with a big bomb from 25. And it's a full timeout for Penn. 33-26, Warsaw. We'll be back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 5:29 left to go in the game. Jim Spiker, tell me if I'm crazy. Is that not almost identical to the shot that Bricker hit last night that put the Tigers up by 13 in the fourth quarter?
Two huge threes. We have definitely have the momentum. Ball game is in our favor. Let's see if we can finish the deal.
It's a long way to go. I mean a long way. 5:29 in this game could be forever. But given the fact that Warsaw's defense has executed so well this weekend, the Kingsmen are really going to have to step up and make some big plays. Miaba ran to the scorer's table. He cannot check in. He ran in way after. Penn was almost going to throw the ball in bounds when he came to the scorer's table, so he'll have to sit and wait. Bonner across the line. Right-hand dribble toward the far sideline in front of the Penn bench. Outside the lane, Brown shoots a 12-footer and makes it. Jaeger backed away from him. Brown puts it in the basket from the right corner. 33-28, Tigers. 5:10 left. Bricker on the handoff to the center circle, Finlinson. Finlinson now to Carson Gould, right side, to Bricker outside the lane. He fakes and shoots from the free throw line and hits. 13 for Bricker. He's in double figures for 7 of the last 9. Hawthorne at the other end. Hands back to Brown. Now to McCullough, right of the key. Back to Hawthorne. 4:45 left to go in the fourth. Tigers lead by 7. Now Hawthorne. Off his screen. Sees space. Dribbles in. Shoots a 12-footer. That's no good. Jaeger, the rebound for Warsaw. He's falling down. It's loose at midcourt. And it's grabbed by Bonner, who went into the backcourt with it. Oh, right in front of Bob Childers. He missed it. Bonner headed the other way. Left side, Brown drives in, ran out of room, throws it out to Bonner. Bonner stumbles on himself. Now he'll drive in. He lost the ball again to McCullough. It's knocked away. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Bricker. Jaeger grabbed the rebound to start that whole chaotic scene. and he got knocked off balance. It was not enough for a foul. Warsaw fans immediately wanted one, but I would not have called that a foul. The bigger missed call there was Bonner grabbed the ball, controlled it, and dribbled in the front court, then the back court. So Penn gets a break there. 4:16 to go. They still trail 35-28. Good in the game. Lobs it out to Miller. They've got guys that can shoot three-pointers, and Miller's one of them. Out top to Ethan Good. Runs the left side of the lane. Ran into Yeager. It says, no thank you. Now Miller back in the corner. Good up the baseline for a 10-footer, and it's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Finlinson for Warsaw. The Tigers have a 7-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the game. And they've got the basketball coming to the near end. Martin. Yeah, he'll put it on the floor. Bump to the sidelines. Picks up his dribble. Finds Bricker in the corner. Bricker to the free throw line. And a whistle. And a timeout's going to be called by the Tigers. Full timeout. We're going to take it. 3:42 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw leads 35-28. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Bowl, 3:42 to play. Warsaw 35, Penn 28. Gould looking, and lobs into the corner. And it's caught by Finlinson. Finlinson bounces out to Bricker in the center circle. Backdoor lob to Yeager across to Martin. Martin will dribble it out, throw it out to Bricker. Warsaw spreading the floor now against a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Gould back out to Finlinson. Now up the sideline to Yeager. Back across to Bricker on the near side. Now one dribbling out to Finlinson near the timeline. He'll split a double team. Ball knocked away, but it got to Bricker. Bricker with an all-score pass. Yeager under the basket. He dunks it home. And there's a foul. That's a 40-foot pass from one corner of the court to the other. And Yeager with the hammer. Holy cow.
Warsaw did a really nice job of moving the basketball out. It was a great pass, great timing. And Yeager with a nice hard finish.
Yeager with his first field goal of the game with 3:15 left to put his team up by 9. What you can't do now if you're Warsaw, there's still 3:15 left. And Penn is too good at shooting three-pointers. You cannot start thinking about winning, right? You have to focus on what you're doing. Yeager's free throw is in the air. Oh, he banked it. No good. Wow. Bad miss for Yeager. Rebound to the Kingsmen. Down 37-28. 3:10 left. Miller at the top. Not a Bonner between the circles. To the far side for Brown. Brown spins around and whistle, and Martin's nose is still leaking. So they're going to stop things, and they're pointing out all the blood spots down here. I don't know how many spots there are, but Martin has been a bleeding problem here, really, for about two quarters. And the blood procedures team here for the Elkhart Athletic Department has been very, very busy. It must feel like a wrestling meet tonight, right, Jim? They've had a lot of blood to clean up here tonight.
They certainly have, and Corey Branham has been busy tonight as the trainer. They usually don't expect a night like this, but he's been up and down a lot, just as much as the subs.
He had some gauze stuffed up his nose. He took that out, and Corey's putting some new in. 2:59 left. Warsaw 37, Penn 28. Yeager missed the free throw. Penn got the ball down the floor, and they stopped things to regroup. I will say this. I watched the games on Tuesday. I was here for both the games last night and tonight. I think it's been a really well-officiated sectional. These guys, the six people that worked this tournament, have done a really good job.
I would echo that.
Now let's hope they finish the job. And the Tigers finish the job too. Bonner against Warsaw zone. Biamba right side. He's got 8 points. He's their leading scorer. Hawthorne left side against Trey Davis. Picks up his dribble out to Bonner. Bonner right side, Biamba. In the lane for Brown. across the lane. Lost the ball. He tried to throw it to Miller, and he threw it low. The Tigers have the ball. 37-28. 2:30 to go. And down the stretch they come here at Northside Gym. Gould. Backdoor cut to Bricker. They got Penn all spread out. It's an 11-point lead with 2:20 to go. Hawthorne in the lane. Pull up 12-footer. Good. Timeout, Penn. Timeout, Kingsman, 2:15. Left to play. Fourth quarter. Warsaw 39, Penn 30. We are back here in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how are we doing at the free throw line, Raj? Well, with Yeager's miss earlier in the quarter, Warsaw is 9 of 11 at the free throw line. 2:15 left. And I think they're probably going to get fouled a lot, although Penn's got to foul a lot to get to that point. They've only been called for one foul, and Bonner commits one. It's his second, but just the second team foul on Penn in the quarter. Again, Warsaw will spread out everybody on the floor at the far end of the floor. Finlinson about 12 feet up the sideline from the end line, looking to get it in. And he gets it into Martin deep in the backcourt. He's double-teamed. He's fouled by Miyamba. Miyamba with his first. That's three. Two more. We'll send Warsaw on the line with 2:12 left. Gould will throw it in this time. Warsaw now running around in a circle at the free throw line. That way nobody can figure out who's going to break open. And they're looking for Bricker. They get it under the basket to Finlinson, and he's fouled. Miller. Yeah. Miller with his third. One more. Penn's done a pretty good job of containing the time here with 2:10 to go. Gould to throw it in. Looking long, bounces into Martin. Martin up the sidelines, dribbles out of it and got fouled. Penn's mad that there was a foul call. They should feel fortunate because it would have been like 5-on-2 at the other end. Martin at the free throw line, 2-for-2 in this game. For the season, 78%. Warsaw's best. 9-point lead at the moment. Warsaw clears the lane. Martin's free throw is good. Yeager in, Finlinson out. That's defense for offense. That's rebounding and shot blocking. One more for Brandt. It's a 10-point game. It could be 11. And it is. 12 for Brandt Martin. 2:07 to go. Warsaw leads Penn by 11. Bonner hands back to Miyamba. Left side for Bonner. Bonner looking for space against Trey Davis. None is there. Hawthorne dribbles to the sideline. Bonner, they need to shoot. Hawthorne will fire one up from deep. It's rimming. No good. Tip by Yeager. Grab by Carson Gould. He'll bounce it up the near sideline. Bricker across the line. 1:45 away from a sectional championship. Ball knocked away. It's loose. It's chaotic. And Martin comes out of there with it. We have a foul called. Who's the foul on? No, we have timeout. Timeout called by the Tigers. Timeout Warsaw with 1:39 left to play. It is a full timeout. Warsaw in the lead by 11 when we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 1:39 left, fourth quarter. Warsaw 41, Penn 30. Tiger ball at the near end. Gould will throw it in. Everyone's ready, and here we go. Gould to the near corner, Bricker, and he's fouled by Bonner. His third. More free throws for the Tigers.
You know, with the rule change, Roger, you don't get that first miss. You get two free throws. It's really hard to come back when you're behind.
Makes it a lot harder, doesn't it? Bricker at the line, 78%. First one's up, first one's perfect. 16 tonight, 10 in the fourth quarter, 36 for the two games of this tournament for the 6'3 junior. That one's up, and that one's no good. Rebound grab by Penn. 42-30 Tigers, 95 seconds to play. Bonner, pass deflected. Brown on the right wing. Back out to Bonner. Bonner to Miyamba. He'll force up a three. Barton's got the rebound. He's whacked. He dribbles out of there, looking down the floor. Throws it wide, taken away. Miller the steal, and he's fouled by Martin. Warsaw panicked a little bit there. It cost him a turnover. Looks like it probably will cost him some points. Martin with the foul, his third. Miller at the free throw line. He averages 11 points. In the two games against Warsaw, he's only had 10. This one rolls up and in. So think about that. His average for every game this season is 11. And now in two full games against the Tigers, right now he has 11. Miller shoots one more. It's in the air. It's good. Miller with seven. 42-32 Tigers. And Gould will step out of bounds to throw it in. Looking long. Gould still looking. And he'll throw it into a running Jaeger, who flips it behind him to Martin. Martin racing down the floor to the basket. He scores! 14 for Martin. 108 to go. In transition, Hawthorne. Hawthorne lost the dribble. It's down to the corner to Bonner. He'll force it up. Oh, he's fouled. And free throws coming up here for the Kingsmen. Finlinson gets that foul, his first. 44-32. 7 years is a long time. Bonner's free throw is good. How long is that? Luke Jaeger, the only senior on this team, was in the fifth grade the last time Warsaw celebrated a sectional boys basketball championship. Bonner will shoot again, looking for his seventh point. It's up there, and it's good, too. And Gould, the ball rolls toward the end of the Penn bench. So he'll throw it, get it, and throw it back to Brett Patrick. They get it into Bricker deep in the backcourt. He'll slip it through to Gould. Gould hits the brakes and across the line to Martin. Martin down the lane, underneath to Jaeger for the hammer! The Tigers are going to win tonight. In transition, Miller, right side three, no good. Gould had the rebound poked out of his hands. It's loose on the baseline. Miller got ended up with his own rebound. Hawthorne out to Bonner. Bonner steps back for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Hawthorne. He threw it out to Bonner. Bonner down the lane into Jaeger. Wild shot, no good. Tip Hawthorne, no good. Martin's got the rebound. 25 seconds to go. And a timeout is called. And the Tiger fans explode to life in the far corner of Northside Gym. We'll keep it here with 23 seconds to go. Warsaw about to win their 41st sectional championship and their first in 7 years. Matt Moore took that timeout, and look at the smile on that man's face. This is his 10th year of coaching. He has never won a sectional. That is about to change. And look at Penn. Penn is backed up. Barrett Kuhlman waves the white flag. Bricker will walk it to the line. And across against Bonner. Not a Martin. 14 seconds. Not a Finlinson with 12. Finlinson holding. Miller not guarding. To Jaeger. Back to Finlinson. Count it down. 3, 2, 1. It's over! Warsaw wins the sectional! Matt Moore dives out into the center circle and his players pile on top of him. Warsaw has done it. They got the bye they wanted. They got Concord to avenge their early season loss to them. They played Penn in the championship and they took away all doubt. And they win the title 46-34.
Woo! That's an excellent tournament. Two really good ball games by the Tigers. Well prepared, well executed, a lot of toughness, both mentally and physically. Just wonderful tournament.
You got plans for next Saturday?
I do now, I guess.
Yes, you do. You
I had a couple boo-boos tonight. I don't know if you're gonna let me roll on or not.
No. Not at all. 46-34. Now the players have gone through the handshake line. And now here come the students from Warsaw from the near end of the floor. to celebrate with their fellow students. They've done it. 46-34. Warsaw has won the sectional. We'll tell you what that means. We'll give you the scoring and the stats. And we're going to talk to at least Matt Moore and maybe some more people before this night is over. Warsaw has won the sectional. 46-34 over Penn. Back with post-game coverage next on News Now Warsaw. 46-34, final scoring for the Kingsmen, who end their season at 18-7. Alexander Hawthorne, 5. Casey Finn, 2. Maverick Brown, 3. And in two games against the Tigers this season, he scored a combined 7 points. Peyton Miamba was their leading scorer. He finished with 8 because Trey Miller had 7 and Dominic Bonner finished with 7 points. For the victorious Tigers, who at 19-5 represent this sectional in the regional next week against the winner of Chesterton and Crown Point. It was Robbie Finlinson with 9 points, all in the second quarter. As a matter of fact, he scored 9 of Warsaw's 12 in that second period. Luke Yeager with 6, including 2 dunks. Carson Gould with 2, and then at double figures, Brant Martin, 14, and Luke Bricker with 16, of which 10 came in the final 8 minutes. Warsaw led 9-5 after 1. Penn drew within 2, 19-17 at halftime, outscoring the Tigers 12-10. Penn, again, played a terrific defensive third quarter, held the Tigers to 9 points, but could only manage 9 of their own. So Warsaw led 28-26 after 3. And then the Tigers outscored the Kingsmen 18-8 in the fourth to win the game 46-34. We were tied at 17, 20, and 23, and there were 4 lead changes all in the third quarter. Warsaw wins 46-34 over Penn. The Tigers are sectional champs. The final stats are next on News Now Warsaw. Welcome back to Northside Gym, where the party continues for at least another 11 minutes. They put 20 minutes up on the scoreboard to allow the Tigers to celebrate. 46-34, Warsaw beats Penn. They win their first sectional championship in 7 years. They're going on to the one-game regional next Saturday at a site and against an opponent yet to be determined. Chesterton and Crown Point are playing, but remember, they started late, so we probably will be off the air before we have a final on that, and we probably won't 100% sure know where we're going next week. My guess is that we're going to Michigan City, but I don't know that. We'll have to find out. We'll wait and see. 46-34. Again, we don't have a sponsor tonight for the play of the game. You got some good choices, Jim. What do you think?
I really have to go with it was a transition look in the fourth quarter. We drove it up the right wing sideline area, pitched back to Bricker, and hit about a 23-footer that, to me, just kind of started to put the nail in the coffin and switch momentum and kind of take the heart out of Penn at that point.
That happened at 5:29 of the fourth quarter. It made it 33-26, Tigers by 7. And that's really the first time that the game had been broken from a logjam. I mean, Warsaw got a lead, but it wasn't a big lead, and it was nip and tuck. Although we only had 3 ties and 4 lead changes, it was right there the whole time within a possession, barely within 2, and then Bricker hits that and just blew the doors on it, and Penn had no answer for that.
Yeah, he hit that 3, and then he hit a little turnarounder, and he had like 5 points in 2 possessions, and it just kind of took the wind out of Penn, and they were battling uphill after that.
Warsaw wins 46-34. We're hoping that Coach Moore will make his way up here. We are also hoping that maybe some of the boys will join us as well. Our postgame coverage continues next on News Now Warsaw. While we were in commercial break, Matt Moore was the last one up on the stand with the scissors. He took a chunk from this side, cut down the rest of it, then went down to the other end and cut that net down, and it's become a necklace. He's wearing it around his neck. Warsaw wins the sectional 46-34. We have an update. Jared Shaw, of all the people you would know, Jared Shaw would be on it. Shaw says that Crown Point is ahead of Chesterton at halftime 32-18. And that's who the Tigers would play next week. So we'll keep an eye on that as long as we are still on the air. Again, we're hoping that Coach Moore can join us up here in the corner. I've lost track of him. He's in that sea of humanity down there. Hugs, high fives, handshakes all over the place. And a sea of orange and black down below as Warsaw has won the sectional title for the first time in 7 years. They've been close. They've been in the championship game a couple of times, including back in 2020. But never wearing the hero's crown. But tonight, that all changed. For Matt Moore, I don't know if he would admit it or not, but everything's different now in his world. He's wanted this title so badly. He loves basketball. He's loved being in Warsaw. And he has loved coaching this group of guys. Even in their weirdest, even in their squirrely moments, he's loved these guys. And he is now a sectional champion. Can you, Jim Spiker, put into words what that means to a coach to have that on the back end of your name? Matt Moore, comma, sectional champion.
It's very gratifying for him. It's not, you know, you go through everything you do. He's won a lot of ball games. It's just, you know, just to get that monkey off the back that, yes, we finally got one, well-deserving. It's a great staff. I know most of the guys and these kids have really bought into what they tried to teach them this year. And this team got better each and every month and is playing its best basketball at the right time.
They sure are. They did not shoot the ball well in the first half. Or they could have been way ahead of this game early on. But that's how good Penn is. Penn is a good defensive team, too. They only gave up 46 points per game all season long. They gave up 46 to the Tigers here tonight, but they averaged 55, and they could not break 35 here against Warsaw. And that's why the Tigers have won the sectional 46 to 34. Postgame show continues. Matt Moore is headed this way. We will talk to him next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jim Spiker, Matt Moore, sectional champion. How's that sound, buddy?
Hey, man, it feels like you finally have earned your stripes, right? Growing up as a kid, I told my guys I used to watch this VHS tape called NBA Superstars and NBA Superstars 2.
Yes.
And there's a song in there from 1992 called Winning It All by the Outfield.
Oh, yeah.
And every year for the past 40 years, I feel like, I've listened to that song this time of year. And I just remember always wanting to play that the morning of the day that we win the sectional. And I couldn't sleep last night. I sent it to our guys about 6:30. And I said, fellas, I've been wanting to play this song for 22 years as a head coach. I did it as a player in 1998, 26 years ago, and today's the day that we're going to live this out. And so just a surreal thing, just really proud of the group, man, just the wherewithal. What a competitive battle. And we stuck with it. We made plays at the right time. You know, Luke and Brent got us started. Carson's just toughness and Robbie hitting big plays at big spots. Man, it's a basketball team, right? And just couldn't be more proud for them.
Bricker 16, Martin 14, but you can't look at anybody who played in the game and not find somebody who contributed something valuable, not just a little, a lot, to the effort tonight.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really fun right now, right? And you wish that this was the start of the season with where your team is at this point, right? And when you get near the end, you start thinking about the beginning and the journey and the ups and the downs and the struggles. And to see those guys just, you know, with composure, with toughness, with grit. The bench was awesome tonight. Like, those guys, you know, they've invested a lot and maybe didn't get opportunities to play, but they were just as important in the process of us getting this accomplished. And so, you know, what a week of preparation. And this is what you do it for, honestly. There's 16 teams left in 4A, and we're one of them.
Yes, you are. You play two teams who average, if you combine them together, 105 points per game. You held those two teams to 69 points in 64 minutes.
That's pretty good. You know, it's kind of not by design, but I just haven't liked how we guarded most of the year. We just weren't defending the way that I felt like would give us a chance to win this thing. And then one of the things that I've really been kind of tinkering with in my mind is we got to find a way to play a matchup zone. We got to find a way to get to a matchup zone. McCutchen did it when I played him against Kokomo, and it always gave us trouble. And that was something that just made a commitment about a third of the way through when I realized we weren't guarding the way we wanted to, that we're going to do this. And so our guys have kind of lived in that and bought the process, and it's been really neat to see it evolve the way that it has.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a game changer because – tonight you did something that you have not done a lot, which is change up your defense regularly. Not every possession, but almost every other possession. Man, oh, man. And Penn would come across the line, and they never seemed to know what was coming.
And I think that's the benefit of changing defenses like that. You know, the downside is the rebounding, and they got 11 offensive rebounds, but they did not convert many of those, and that's where we were fortunate. When they made big strides, we did a good job of not allowing them to separate, got big advantage shots, and we really got the Lukes going in the second half with their touches and just did a tremendous job.
3 points off of those 11 offensive rebounds, and that says a lot about your guys, that when they got rebounds, your guys never gave up on plays.
Yep, you know, transition threes were big for us too. You know, and it's hard because the zone morphs and it doesn't really give you the traditional gaps that you want to play in, and that's just – our guys are pretty tough, man. And, you know, I came here 4 years. I actually sat 5 years ago about nine rows up. I sat right there, and I watched Coach Ogle and Coach Rhodes, their last game, competing together with my dad. We got eliminated on that Tuesday, and that was a Friday night. We just wanted to drive up and just, you know, honor Coach Ogle that way and see Coach Rhodes again. And, I didn't know I'd be here 5 years later cutting down the nets, but it's just a real surreal moment for me to come full circle to get it done in this arena.
One of the things I thought of in the middle of the fourth quarter when there's like 3:15 left, and I warned Jim, I said, this is the part of the game where you have to be careful because you can't start thinking about winning. You got to focus on these next couple possessions and let the rest of the game take care of itself. I thought about the conversation that you and I had on the phone 5 years ago,
yeah,
about what's going on up there. Well, what's going on here is you and this bunch of guys that you have talked, even in their craziest, weirdest moments, you have never stopped loving these guys and loving coaching them.
Yep. You got to love them hard. You coach them hard, love them harder, right? And you're just really proud of the group, man. It's just, you know, they're eighth graders when I got here. Luke Yeager, the four-year journeyman here for us that just has really come full circle to see their success.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, we won't be on the air till the other game goes final, but
Michigan City, baby. We got practice on Monday.
We're going to Michigan City.
We are.
You know that for sure?
We do.
All right. Michigan City.
Thank you.
Okay. Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, sectional champions here in 2024. We'll come back with more from Northside Gym next on News Now Warsaw. It's going to be a fun ride home. It's going to be a short ride home. I'm known to pop the recorder on and listen back to games just to hear. I guarantee you I'm listening to the second half. Warsaw was terrific after halftime. Not that they played poorly in the first half. They win the game and the sectional 46-34. Final thoughts, Mr. Spiker.
Just really excited for the players, Coach Moore and his staff. They put together a great game plan for two nights, executed it well, and came out champions. And that's just an amazing feeling for these guys. And so enjoy it, and let's keep it going.
Okay, you just heard Matt Moore say that we're going to Michigan City next week, which we kind of thought might be true. Matt confirms we're going to Michigan City, and right now it looks like we're going to play our old friend Clint Swan. Love that guy. Cannot wait to talk to him this week. And the Crown Point Bulldogs. We don't play them anymore in the regular season, but now we're going to play them for a trip to the semi-state the following Saturday. Game time information, we'll give you all of that during the week, okay? But it looks like we're going to Michigan City, And we're going to Michigan City because the Tigers are winners here tonight at Northside Gym over Penn, 46-34. For Steve Scott back at the station, for Jim Spiker, I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. I can't imagine how much you enjoyed the outcome of the game. Warsaw wins the sectional 46-34. Good night.